Julie Lassa enters the congressional race as the chair of the state Senate Committee on Economic Development and as a woman who grew up on a central Wisconsin dairy farm.
Working on my parents' farm, I really learned the value of hard work and central Wisconsin common sense. Understanding the real challenges that are facing so many of our small family farmers.
That background will be crucial to Lassa's efforts to keep intact the coalition of farmers and labor that supported Dave Obey for 41 years in Congress. The district has been targeted for takeover by the National Republican Party, which issued a news release accusing Lassa and other Democrats of presiding over the loss of 175,000 state jobs.
People really have to decide for themselves whether or not the Wisconsin state legislature is responsible for the national and global recession.
Lassa's soft-spoken demeanor is the polar opposite of the blunt, abrasive tone that marked Dave Obey's political career. But for those who think she's too nice to win, Lassa points to her successful campaign in 2003 against Alex Paul, an opponent who outspent her and was endorsed by the governor.
Well, I am a nice person, but, you know, I don't know if you remember that 2003 special Senate race. I mean, I've proven that I can be a very tough opponent, so I'm going to do what's necessary in order to win. Still being nice.
Two of Lassa's potential primary opponents, Senators Russ Decker and Pat Kreitlow, have opted not to run and have endorsed her candidacy. In Wausau, I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.